USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The embattled EPA chief Scott Pruitt is back on Capitol Hill answering questions at a hearing and saying he doesn't recall asking his security detail to drive him around using lights and sirens. In that hearing in the Senate, he also rejected reports that he personally asked for round-the-clock security as soon as he took office as EPA chief. The Trump administration says it's not surprised by North Korea's new threats to call off a summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders telling reporters today,
"We've been prepared that these could be tough negotiations. The president is ready if the meeting takes place, and if it doesn't, we'll continue the maximum pressure campaign that's been ongoing."
North Korean officials now reportedly upset that they're being forced to get rid of their nuclear weapons, while the United States went forward with military exercises conducted with South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Officials in Hawaii are raising the warning level for the Kilauea volcano from orange to red as a massive ash cloud is billowing from its summit. The warning means an eruption with significant emission of ash is imminent. Four states holding primaries yesterday in a race of national interest. Pennsylvania Congressman Lou Barletta is going to be running against incumbent Senate Democrat Bob Casey in the November midterms. Barletta, the winner of a Republican Senate primary, easily outdistancing State Representative Jim Christiana. And Barletta spoke of his odds of beating Bob Casey.
"The media said that Donald Trump could not win in Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania sent Donald Trump to the White House. I was also told that I would never be mayor, and I was mayor for three terms. They also told me I'd never beat a 26-year incumbent, and we beat a 26-year incumbent. And now they're saying that I'm not going to beat Bob Casey, and we're going to beat Bob Casey."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Gina Haspel's a step closer to becoming the head of the CIA as the Senate Intelligence Panel approved her nomination today, forwarding it to the full U.S. Senate for a confirmation vote. The vote in committee was 10-5. The Commerce Department says housing starts are down, new home construction falling 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes ticked up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell more than 11.3%, a sharp fall-off from March's 13.6% gain. Singers Dionne Warwick and Smokey Robinson, among a number of entertainers on Capitol Hill yesterday, pressing Congress to pass stronger copyright laws. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joining the two singers at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing were songwriters Josh Keir, singer Darlene Love, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes. They're putting their support behind Senator Orrin Hatch's Music Modernization Act. The act would establish a new music licensing organization responsible for making sure the copyright holders of music compositions are paid what they're due. Current copyright laws protects music produced after February 15, 1972.
And a Dutch art dealer discovers a painting by Rembrandt that hasn't been seen in 400 years. It's going on display in Amsterdam for a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.